With your connection to local agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. I talked with Amaya Atucha. She's an extension specialist at UW-Madison, and we were talking about pruning. She shared some advice on what to do after you prune, but first, I asked her if there's any essential tools a landowner should own when it comes to pruning their fruit trees and bushes.
Well, I mean, a pair of good pruners is fundamental. I always carry with me a pair of good loppers. That they're sharp. I mean, those are the two main things that you need. If you're going to be pruning, sometimes if you have like an old tree that really needs some substantial renewal, in which you have to, you know, cut some big branches, either you have an electrical saw or like, or you have just a regular one, those should be fine enough.
And is there any special care after pruning that a landowner should do?
I don't recommend people using, you know, some sort of like after pruning, covering wounds like that. The important thing is that you're pruning at the right time. So you don't want to prune the day that it's raining. You don't want to prune and make a wound when you know that the next week you're going to get, you know, 3 inches of rain. What that's going to happen is that you have a fresh cut and you have a lot of water sitting on that cut. And so what I said before, fungi and especially bacteria, they love water. They proliferate when there's free water. So if you have an open wound because you made a pruning cut and then it's all wet, yes, there's more possibilities that you're going to get this. But if you are, you know, pruning in the next 2 to 3 days, you're going to have nice weather. It's not going to be wet. Then that if the trees are healthy, they should just, you know, be able to recover from that cut, and there shouldn't be any problem.
That was insight from Amaya Atucha, an extension specialist with UW-Madison. You can listen to our full interview on the Wisco Ag News podcast. And that's your connection to agriculture. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanna Guza.